because that's what exactly what the Lord is looking from us today, is that we would love Him, because He already loves us. But I want to talk about losing that love. Sometimes, just with life, things happen, and then gradually, slowly, we can lose that love. So I want to refer to this passage of Scripture out of Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is a message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know all the things you do. I've seen your hard work, your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You've examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered that they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches. But this is in your favor. You hate the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans just as I do. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what He's saying to the churches. And to everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life and the paradise of God." Father, I thank You for Your word this morning, and I thank You that, Lord, You love us. And so, Lord, I just pray that, Lord, that You would help me to communicate Your word to Your people this morning, and that, Lord, they might understand that how much You love them, and that, Lord, You're also looking to them for love that is returned. So, Lord, I just pray, just help us and speak to us, we pray, as we look at Your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. When we talk about losing that first love, it's kind of like going to that wedding yesterday. You see some newlyweds, you see their passions, you see those desires. We see that they love each other, they really love each other, they really want to be together. And that's what God's really kind of referring to here, that He's talking to us. He wants us to return to that first love, that we do not lose what we have. Now, when we look at a first love, yes, we're looking at passion. We're looking at intensity in our service for God. And, you know, when we see people come to Christ, it's one of the most wonderful things that you see, because when you see people come to Christ, they come with an excitement. They come with a joy. They come with a desire that they want more of God. And sometimes as we grow older in Christ, we kind of look back at them saying, oh, yeah, that's really good, that's really good. And friends, we must never just think, oh, that's good. It's more than good. It's what we should continue to be, that we might also be people that are passionate, desiring God. You know, it's so interesting that when people come to Christ and that excitement and the joy, they can't get enough of God. They can't get enough of church. They can't get enough of just meeting together. And I think sometimes in our Christian lives, we can get to that place where all of a sudden, that doesn't matter to us anymore. And if that's not mattering to you today, then I think that word is for you today. That we're looking at losing our first love. That's so very important. And you know, as I look at that first love that I see amongst many new Christians in our own church right here, seeing that love, that joy, that, you know, that desire, they want more of God. You know, that also encourages me and challenges me that I too might have that same spirit within me, that I might not lose that I might continue to operate in a joy and an excitement in the service of God and the things of God and everything about God, that I would desire Him. And so it kind of causes me to examine myself. And I trust that it causes you to examine yourself as well, because, you know, in the midst of our service to God, sometimes our love can grow cold. You know, sometimes in the midst of our act of service for God, we get tired, we get weary, we get frustrated. And, you know, I often see that usually at this time of year as well. And people that have been doing ministry here in the church, they kind of get worn out about this time of year. And they kind of look forward to summer, of taking a little bit of a break and kind of rejuvenating themselves to come back in the fall. But you know, as you look at this church in Ephesus, it's actually a good church. It's a busy church. We see that the Lord is saying to them, you're hard workers. He's telling them that you're patiently enduring hard trials. That's not easy to do. They're standing for righteousness. They're not being swayed by people who claim spirituality but really don't have spirituality. They know their doctrine. They hate sin. They persevere. They don't quit, and they don't give up. That's a pretty good church. Man, that's a great thing to say about any church. Like, that is an awesome church, that we would be all those things. But what Jesus is trying to tell them, that even when you have all those things in place, there's something that can happen if you're not careful. There's a problem that can arise. And he says to them in verse 4, I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. The King James Version says, thou hast left thy first love. Something was missing in that relationship with God. They were doing all the right things. They still actually love God. Didn't say that they're not loving God. It just says that they were losing that first love. They were losing that intensity and that passion that they had for God and that they had for one another. So they're not in a place where, you know, they've abandoned God or they walked away from God. They're just simply allowing things to come into their lives that have taken away the intensity and the passion, and it's not what it used to be. And that concerns God. And that should concern us as well. If our passion and our desire for God is not what it used to be, then there's a cause for alarm in our hearts and in our lives. Now, we also can look at this in the natural sense of in marriage or in our relationships with our friends and our family, that, you know, when we allow that love to grow cold, how does that happen? Usually it's just life. We get busy with life. We get busy with the kids. We get busy doing the functions, helping our kids go here, kids go there, and busy with work and all those kinds of things. And soon we find ourselves that same love that we had when we started in marriage is not there anymore. And if we're not careful, then it can lead to that place where all of a sudden we get divorced because we don't feel that love. Maybe we need to ask ourselves, even as those that are married here, when was the last time that you told your spouse that you loved them? Don't answer that, that you get yourself in trouble. But you know what? Probably the most of us, we haven't been saying it all that often. And yet, when you can look that when we were getting that place to come into marriage, did we not say it a lot? And I think the Lord is trying to show to us, He wants to hear from us that we love Him. That we love Him. And that's what Jesus is trying to get to us. That He wants us to see and to check our lives to see if the passion, the intensity is still there. Or have we allowed the same things of life to come our way that have gradually taken us to a place, oh yes, we still love God, but we don't have that same intensity. We don't have that same fire that we used to have. All of a sudden, we're occupied with a whole bunch of other things and doing all these other things, and like God's kind of being left out. It kind of happens in our marriages too, that, you know, we kind of take our spouses for granted, that they're always going to be there, they're always going to help, you know, they're going to understand, and all of a sudden, you know, we're in trouble because we need to keep working on that relationship of love. Now, I realize that we are not all in that category, that maybe that we've left that first love. But I think all of us could probably see, you know, maybe I'm not doing too bad, but I know there's an area there that I need to return to that intensity and that passion for Him. I need to be there saying that I love Him. I love Him. I need to get back to that place where I began to do those things for God that I haven't been doing. Get back to that love. And what I find here, God kind of gives us a checklist here of some things that we need to look at that we might put ourselves back, that our first love can be restored. And so that first part that I see here is that he's actually saying, check your love. Revelation 2:4, you don't love me or each other as you did at first. So a good place to start our checklist in regards to losing your first love is to ask a very serious question. Is that true? Have I lost my first love? Have I lost that area of loving people? You know, one of these things that this Fort McMurray thing has done for a lot of Christian people is kind of reactivated them to get them back doing the things they should be doing all along and loving one another and pouring love on one another, because it's about people. It's not just about our own business and things are going. People are important. People are important to God, and people need to be important to us, that we might minister, that we might help them, that we might love on them. I think that's one of the things that fire brought out in a lot of people in this province, that kind of gave them a shake-up to say, you need to love your fellow brothers and sisters. You need to stand in the gap for your brothers and sisters when they are in need. So I think that's been a good thing that happened in the provinces in that sense. Certainly the fire is not. But as we look at this part, is it true that maybe we don't love God or each other as we did when we first came to Christ? Is that intensity still there? Are we serving God, closer to God now more, or is it less? Our love for God is something that's very important. Our love for one another is something that's very important. The Bible says it is the greatest commandment that is known. Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind." Please note all those words that say all. Not some, but all. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important, love your neighbor as yourself. I was reading the Message Bible this week as well and kind of just seeing what that says. And it says, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer, intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. But there is a second to set alongside it, love others as you would love yourself. Is Jesus Christ still your passion? Is Jesus Christ, is there still that intensity inside of you that you want to serve him, that you want to love him, that you want to get everything that you can off him? Or have we come to that place where we've allowed that relationship to cool because we've kind of shifted our passion to other things? So is Jesus your passion, or is he not your passion? And again, we have to be honest. We really need to look at ourselves and just really see what we're really passionate about. And there's a simple answer to that. It's what you're doing. What you're doing is what you're passionate about. So God wants us to check out our love for him. God wants to check out our love for one another, for other people. God wants us to check out our love. Is it real? Is he our passion? Are people our passion? Check your love. Now, secondly, I believe God's telling us in this passage to check our reality. See, it's really easy to kind of think about that. Oh, do you love the Lord? Well, of course I do. Of course I do. Yes, I love the Lord. Very quick to answer that. But see, the Lord's saying, I want you to look. I want you to look to see if that's really a reality in your life, or that maybe you're losing your love. Revelation 2:5, look how far you've been fallen. See, it's easy to say, I still love God. This church still loved God. They really did. But they lost the first love. And Jesus is still asking us today, do we still love him? Do we still have that same passion and desire that we had at first, has it grown in our lives or has it become less? And what the Lord is trying to tell you, said, don't just simply respond to that. Look. Look over your life. Look back to what you were doing and then look at what you're doing today. Because that's what will tell you if you lost some of that passion or not. So that's what Jesus is trying to tell us to do. He says, look back. Take a look at yourself honestly. Check to see what you're doing. As you look back at what you're doing for God then, and then you look at what you're doing for God today, that will tell you whether or not you've really lost that some of that passion or that desire for God. We need to be careful of things that shift. And things always shift in our lives. There's new priorities as your family grows and all those kinds of things. But we've got to be careful in that relationship, that we need to keep the Lord first in our lives. The Bible tells us over and over again, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Seek ye first, King James, the kingdom of God above all else. The Message Bible tells us, it says, steep your life in God's reality, God's initiative, God's provisions. Don't worry about missing out. Why do I ever hear that today with a lot of Christians? Well, I don't want to miss out. I don't want my kids to miss out. I don't want this person to miss out. I don't want this to miss out. The Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I'll add all those things to you. You'll get all those things that you think you'll be missing out on. You'll get them. But you're going to seek him first. So have we gotten off track? Have we got so involved in our work, in our busyness, in our pleasure, that we're guilty of neglecting that love relationship with God? You know, you can apply again all this to our marriages as well. Same thing that we sometimes need to say. Have we allowed all these other things of life to take away from that relationship of loving one another, even in our marriages? He says, look. That's an important thing for us to understand. You need to look. It'll tell you the truth. So all of us have to honestly check that reality, to look to see what we're actually doing. Easy to say it, but what are you doing about it? It's really a kind of a sobering thought here, but that's what the Lord is asking us today, saying, look. Don't just tell me. I want you to look and see what you're doing. Does what you're doing show and prove that you're still passionate and loving me? So the Lord is looking to us in that area. Check your reality. You do that by taking a look and seeing what you're really doing. Then a third check to consider when you look at losing that first love is to check your resolve. What are you doing about it? Acts 2:4 says, turn back to me and do the works you did at first. Again, great relationship truth there. Go back and do the things you were doing at first. Want those relationships to be working again in your life? Go back to doing the things that made it work to begin with. And that's all that the Lord is saying to us as well. He's saying, go back to that fervor that was still there. Reflect back on that time. Look back to that time of what it used to be like and see what has changed. And maybe go back and start doing those very same things you used to do to get that love back. So if you find something in your life that is lacking, if you find that love relationship, that passion with God is lacking, you need to do something about it. You need to not just think about it, you need to be doing something about it. You know, and I realize, you know, we're all guilty at times in our busyness. I think probably that's probably the number one thing that usually gets us in trouble, that we're just doing so many things. Not necessarily bad things, we're just doing lots of stuff. We all seem to be busy. I hear that word and I say it a lot myself. and we allow things to consume our time when in all reality is there is no time left for God because we're too busy. And if we're too busy, that is getting us to the place that we're losing out with God, something needs to change. Matthew 6:33 again. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need. So whether or not we're losing that first love, it also can be answered by that resolve. Do we want it back? Do you want that back? Man, every time I see young Christians and they're excited, Lord, I just love it. I just love it. And it inspires me to say, man, I got to keep that right in my own life. I got to keep that strong in my own life. I want to love the Lord. So is that resolve there to change? Is there a resolve there to do something about it, to turn back? And I believe that Jesus is asking us to do that today. He's asking us, will you turn back and do those things that you used to do to get that love relationship back where it should be? And then lastly, I think the Lord is asking us to check our hearts concerning our love. Revelation 2:5 says, if you don't repent. We don't like that word, repent. Because when we say that word, that means we're acknowledging that there is a problem. We're acknowledging that there is a difficulty. We're acknowledging that something has been keeping us from the love of God and from our relationship of loving him more. And so the Lord's wanting us to look there. If honestly, sincerely, to look at that first love. And are we doing something about it? And I know since we're all human beings here, the first thing we like to do when we're kind of hit with something like that is to offer an excuse. We all offer excuses, even in our marriages, right? When there's some trouble in our marriages, what is the first thing we do? Instead of saying, I'm sorry, we offer an excuse. And we come up with our lists. We do the same thing with God. We come up with our list and we kind of try to persuade God that this list actually was kind of more important to be looking at the time and that, you know, we were going to get back to this. We like doing that. You know what? God's not interested in our excuses. He's not interested in our commentaries. He's not interested in the whys and the hows and all these other little things that we like to throw in there. He just wants to know, will we come to that place and acknowledge that our love isn't what it used to be? Would we come to that place and say, God, I'm sorry. God, I have allowed the busyness of life. I have allowed just things of life, not necessarily sinful things. I don't think the Lord's talking to us about sin this morning. I think he's just simply talking to us about that we're just allowing life to consume us to the place that he's not taking that proper place in our hearts and our lives anymore. He wants us to acknowledge that. He wants us to come to that place where we would humble ourselves and acknowledge that, you know, we have done wrong, that we have fallen short, and that it does need to be corrected. And if we recognize that, then we realize, well, that is sin then. And we need to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I've sinned against you. God is a jealous God. He wants all of us. I think of the psalmist David, that when he was approached and the prophet came to him and says, David, you have sinned. He didn't offer an excuse. He began to repent. He began to cry out to God. I love Psalm 51. Verses 10 and 12 are great little verses there. Actually, great verses to pray. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence. And don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. I pray that a lot. I really do, because I recognize that, yes, at times it can be tough. Yes, at times that love is maybe not where it should be. That excitement, that intensity for the things of God is maybe not always there. And so I think this is a great prayer. I like to pray it a lot. Check your heart. Check your heart. See, God is speaking to us about that first love. Is it not what it used to be? And if it's not, he's saying we need to come to that place and humble ourselves and repent of that and ask him to restore it. You know, God's not mad at you this morning. I don't want you to get that impression. I don't sense that at all. He loves us. And he just wants that relationship to be strong. He wants that marriage to be strong because he loves you. And he's looking to us to say, do you still love me? Do you still love me? So as our musicians come back to the end, I'm going to ask them to sing that song that they kind of close with. Because it's a beautiful love song to the Lord. And God loves to hear us, those words, I love you. I can tell you, we're all guilty. I'm guilty myself. My wife would probably say, oh, gee, you better listen to your own sermon here on this stuff. When was the last time you said to God, I love you? I love you, Jesus. I'm just so glad to serve you, Jesus. You know, he's looking for that. He's looking for that. And you know, if we've gotten to that place where we've lost that first love, you know, the passion's gone, the intensity's kind of gone, I want to tell you something. It's not over. It's not over. It's not a divorce from God. It's a time to be restored. It's a time once again to kind of like renew your vows to the Lord. Kind of a time again where we just say, Lord, I do love you. Kind of a time again where we reprioritize and we change some things around again and say, you know what, some of the things that have been going on even in our own province of late kind of taught us again, what's important? People are important. Your relationship with God's important. Your relationship with other people is important. Your relationship in your marriage is important. Those are things that are important. I just believe God just saying, turn back. Turn back. Start doing the things you did at first again. If that's what you have to do to rekindle the flame, to restart that fire in your heart and your life again, then go back to doing what you know worked in the past. Start working again that relationship. I know that my God loves me. I know that it hurts him when I'm not loving him back. When I get distracted by life, it's so easy. I'm guilty. It happens to all of us. It's just reminding us today, keep your first love. Keep your first love. There might be a person here too, and in the reality of your marriage as well, and the Lord just saying, you keep your first love. You don't need to get divorced. You just need to go back to what worked in your past. Start over again. Start doing those things that brought you together. God wants the love relationship restored. He wants his people to be passionate. He wants to be worshiped with intensity because he loves you so much. So much. Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand that. I pray that, Lord, that you would give us all a fresh glimpse of your love for us. Because, Lord, sometimes we just don't get it. Sometimes we just don't sense it or feel it. That you love us. And Lord, I know in this church, it's full of people that love you. We do love you, God. But we are guilty, Lord, at times that we just allow stuff sometimes to get in that way. We sometimes just allow our frustrations to kind of get to us, Lord, and the passion's not there, the intensity's not there. Sometimes, Lord, we get weary in well-doing. God, I pray a restoration of that love today. I pray for restoration of that desire today. Restore it to us, Lord, again. So as we close the service this morning, I know we always give the opportunity, if you're here and you're in need of prayer, you know, and we will always do that. We will always do that no matter what the message is about. We'll always take time to pray for if you have a need. And as we come to the close of service, they start praying. If you have a need that you want prayer for, you can kind of feel free to come in the center area. But if you're also here and you just want to come up and you just want to say, I just want to renew my love for God. I just want to tell God I love Him afresh and anew. Then we'll just kind of maybe leave the slides for that. That you can just come and just tell the Lord, I love you. Just kind of come again and say, I want to renew my vows to you, Lord. I want to renew that vow of relationship, that love relationship with you. And that I promise I'm going to be passionate. I'm going to be intense about that. Because He loves us. He wants to do even greater things. But He wants to call us in and wrap His arms around us and restore that love, that passion, that intensity. So I just welcome you as we stand together as we close this service. If you want to come, you're more than welcome to come. If you just want to worship the Lord in your seat, that's fine too. And at this time, if you have to go, once we sing that song, if you have to go, God bless you. Thank you for being in church today. I pray that something of this service really touched your heart and ministered to you. So we bless you in the name of Jesus. But if you want prayer or you just want to come, say, I just want to love on the Lord this morning. Man, I just want to tell Him a whole bunch of times, I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I haven't been saying it that much for lately, Lord, and I'm sorry for that. But I really do love you. And I want to say it with my mouth. I want to say it aloud that I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Join in and sing with this song. And if you want prayer, we're up here at the front. If you have to go, bless you. But I'm going to take a few more moments too. And I just want to say again, afresh and anew, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
Bethel Family Worship Center, where families grow